I have no doubt that this is the work of the Loyalist Gang, yes, stretching out its tentacles from Coleraine and basically trying to reassert themselves to the glory days when they used to decide everybody's future. You know, the headlines in the papers here in the north today is from the Chief Constable saying that the UVF is still on ceasefire. But really, the Chief Constable needs to acknowledge that across the north, there are pockets of these people who are still active. They've still got guns. They still want to control the drugs industry. They still feel offended when somebody perhaps shows disrespect to them. And that, without wishing to make it trivial, that's what it is. At the moment, a young person is lying in the Royal Victoria Hospital in Belfast. Surgeons fighting to try and save his limbs. That's not a normal society, and that's not the Ireland I thought I was having 15 years after the Good Friday Agreement.
Do you believe then that this is symptomatic of a wider malaise, of a wider problem that perhaps is being ignored to a certain extent?
I don't want to over-dramatise it, but the very fact that our vocabulary still includes the word paramilitary, I think is symptomatic of something that we've come to accept. And quite frankly, if we're to build a new Ireland and the Ireland of equals that people promise us, then there's no scope, there's no place for paramilitaries.